A bill introduced late last week in the U.S. House of Representatives within the liability protections that Congress gave vaccine makers under the 1986 Childhood Vaccination Injury Act. We've had Dr. Wakefield actually did a movie, kind of quasi-dramatic, part drama, part documentary, called it 1986, The Act. And it was seminal. It's one of the first things that Fauci did when he got into his position there at the NIH. And he did it with Ronald Reagan's assistance. It was under Reagan that that happened. Yeah, I really liked Reagan when he was running in 1980. But then I found out the truth about Iran-Contra, and I found out the truth later about this vaccine thing, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, you know, it really is a mixed bag. Some really horrible things were put through by him. And then we've got the PREP Act, which is even worse. It was put in by George W. Bush in 2005, which is what applies to these COVID vax because of the Trump and Biden emergencies that they declared. So why would they start with a childhood vaccine? I think that's actually a good strategy to start with that. 30 Republican lawmakers have signed on as co-sponsors to House Bill 9828, End the Vaccine Carve-Out Act. Folks, support these people and send them letters saying thank you for doing this. And if your congressman is not on that list, send them a letter. If they get a lot of letters, that really does affect them, especially in an election year. And everybody in the House is up for election. And I know that it really does affect them. I was absolutely flummoxed to see when everybody in North Carolina, I've mentioned this before, homeschoolers, they had the teachers union and the Democrats who were in charge of all three branches of state government wanted to outlaw homeschooling. And all the homeschoolers started writing letters and stopped it. I was amazed. I was amazed that it worked, but it did. And I give the glory to God because I think as we've seen all of our freedoms being shut down everywhere, the freedom to do that homeschooling has been preserved, and I give that glory to God. The proposed legislation would end the broad protection from liability for injuries resulting from vaccines that are listed by the CDC on its childhood immunization schedule. And guess what? The COVID vaccine is now listed there. So first thing we've got to do is stop injecting children with this garbage. REACT 19 founder Brianne Dressen, who experienced a debilitating COVID-19 vaccine injury as a volunteer in AstraZeneca's clinical trial, announced this bill and its co-sponsors on a post on X. People harmed are long overdue for compensation process that actually works, and it's time for the drug companies to pick up the tab, she said. Absolutely. They called it a complex sham compensation program, which is what it is. That act in 1986 set up a no-fault system of arbitration. This so-called vaccine court is not a court. There is no due process. You have court-appointed special masters. Special masters. Everything about this makes me want to throw up. The vaccine court with special masters who are lawyers who previously represented the U.S. government. They manage and decide the individual claims. They don't even pretend to call them judges. They're special masters. There is no judge, there's no jury, and the rules of evidence, the rules of civil procedure, and the rules of discovery do not apply. They don't care what the facts are. No discovery. We don't care. I don't care. For over 35 years, parents of children injured and killed by government-recommended vaccines have been left with no meaningful redress. Thank you, Fauci. He deserves a medal, don't you think? Oh, that's right. Trump already gave him a medal. Mm-hmm. Only a complex sham compensation program that pits grieving families against the government while Big Pharma enjoys no liability. If you need to have special protection, because if you didn't have it, you'd be out of business because your products harm so many people. Maybe you shouldn't be allowed to make those products. Vaccines administered under the Emergency Use Authorization such as the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, are not covered by this. They're covered under the PREP Act. And you know, the PREP Act directs, quote, countermeasures to be covered by the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, which is even worse. You know, even the vaccine manufacturers during COVID acknowledged that they didn't have liability protection from negligence in manufacturing. And so Stat News covered it. It was not covered at all, not at all, by American media. Some other foreign countries got some coverage, but it was absolutely censored in American media. My reports at InfoWars are not talked about with that, or, you know, they're shut off to the back as well. But it was really key. Stat News is a pharma publication, but it didn't get any notification in the mainstream media or anywhere else because, you know, we don't want to criticize Trump. It's his vaccine. Come on, you know, guys, don't talk about that. This is InfoWars. We don't say negative things about Donald Trump. We spin it. Well, the reality is that Pfizer knew all this stuff was happening, and they blackmailed some South American countries. Brazil and Argentina went public about it, but there was a third one that was also blackmailed and told Stat News about it. But they didn't want the name of the country used because they succumbed to the blackmail in order to get the vaccines. And again, the vaccines were there as because of this global conspiracy to shut down travel if countries did not have vaccine passports and other things like that. It was this blackmail to coerce all countries to vaccinate their own citizens, or you're going to be completely shut off from the rest of the world. We're going to make you a no-fly zone, a pariah. Nobody will come in or out of your country if you don't vaccinate your people. Just like they did with hospitals, right? We're going to cut off your CMS money, said Trump administration, if you don't vaccinate your doctors and nurses and that type of stuff. And so that was the leverage that Pfizer had over them. And so Pfizer was using that leverage to tell Argentina, Brazil, and a third country that you're going to hold us harmless for any manufacturing defects. And you're going to set up a separate account outside of your country. Outside of your country, you're going to have financial assets and other things that are going to be like an insurance policy for us in case somebody sues us. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing that nobody would talk about that? The left didn't want to talk about it because the left wanted these vaccines. The right didn't want to talk about it because the right wanted Trump. This is why I cannot support this guy ever. No matter what he says, no matter what he does, he is going to be the stealth backstabber, Benedict Donald. And the Benedict Donald MAGA media that cheerleads for him, these prostitutes that are out there. So it got so bad that they went public with it. But we just saw recently that Gilead, that makes remdesivir, had manufacturing negligence. I hope it's negligence. They had glass and the drug. I hope that wasn't put there deliberately. Let's just assume that it was negligence. I know. We're talking about big pharmaceutical companies. It could be deliberate. But they had glass there, and as people were getting strokes and dying from the glass, lawsuits came in, and they said, we're protected. We're protected because this had emergency use authorization under the PREP Act given by Trump and Fauci. Even for putting glass in. That's how bad this is. This stuff has got to stop. And so that's the PREP Act. But of course, let's begin with the regular vaccines. People are ready for this. People don't want this anymore. There's a big pushback against it. But I guarantee you that there's a lot of money in politics bribing people to vote the other way. That's why Trump put in a CEO of Eli Lilly as his HHS head, because of money. He was bribed. That's why I don't trust him. I don't trust RFK Jr. to do the right thing with any of this stuff. COVID-19 vaccines for infants and children ages 6 months through 11 have not yet even been licensed. However, they have been added to the childhood schedule by the CDC. So this is why this has got to stop. To date, this PREP Act people who file under the PREP Act, they've only paid out 16 claims. 16 claims, totaling $425,000. Except for one payment, all the claims resulted in compensation of $8,962 or less. That is so outrageous. There were more than 16 people who were injured on the very first day of the Trump shots. More than 16 people injured the very first day. As a matter of fact, when we look at the VAERS reporting system, it shows that between December 14th, 2020, who was president then? Trump. By the way, December 14th, I'll never forget that date. That was a date that all of the electors in all the different states called in their vote totals. And it was done. And I said that on that Monday, December the 14th. I said, stop the steal stuff. Stop this. The sting was a lie. Going to January the 6th, you're not going to get anything accomplished. There's only been one slate of electors turned in from each and every state. January the 6th, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it except get in trouble. And I called it a grift. And I was fired within 3 days of that. Alex saw that. But that was December the 14th. Trump was president, and they were injecting people. It's sugar water. Don't worry about it. Between December the 14th, 2020, and August the 30th, 2024, there have been 1.6 million claims put on VAERS for people who are injured. 37,390 deaths, 311,544 serious injuries. Folks, we're starting to get up to casualty rates here that are getting close to Vietnam. And Trump is still bragging about how he saved the world. Saved millions of lives. I just ran this thing through. We skipped all the testing so I could save millions of lives. But you got that many people there, and they can't get any compensation. You got over 37,000 people who have died listed on there. 1.6 million people who have been harmed. 311,000 of them seriously. And because of these protections put in by Reagan and George W., 16 people have been compensated. Less than $9,000 each. It's just disgusting what this government, how evil this government is. And the Vaccine Carve-Out Act is urgently needed. The legislation will help to end Big Pharma's reign over our government. Well, I think the other thing that's got to be done, and it may have to be done as a prerequisite to getting any restrictions on pharmaceutical companies, you're going to have to ban this ask your doctor stuff. That was not even legal until the mid-1990s. And if you don't ban the ask your doctor ads, if you don't ban the pharmaceutical ads, they're going to continue to own the media as well as the politicians. But it's especially important. You're not going to see any of these 60-minute things where they expose the swine flu vaccine and how it harmed like 9 people. You know, you're not going to see anything like that. You're going to have people like Tucker Carlson who'll take their $20 million a year, $25 million, I think. They'll take that money and they'll keep quiet about it. They're not going to say anything about it. You've got to stop the purchasing of media, of the mainstream media. That's what they should call the act. Stop buying prostitutes, to use Gerald Celente's phrase there. The 1986 law saw a very short statute of limitations as well for seeking injury compensation. It had to be done within 2 or 3 years of the death or the injury, respectively. However, it usually takes longer than that for people to realize that a vaccine caused their injury or illness. That's usually the way poisoners work. They do it gradually so that you don't notice it. Finally, the bill would end the protection from liability for the COVID-19 vaccines, allowing people injured by the vaccine to sue the vaccine makers in court. COVID-19 vaccines must be redefined as vaccines and not as countermeasures, they said. So the PREP Act's liability carve-out can no longer apply. So they're not just taking away this 1986 Fauci immunity, and then protecting the kids from the COVID-19 vaccine being added to the childhood vaccination list. But they would also redefine these Trump shots not as countermeasures, but as vaccines, and bring them under that as well.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to the David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.